Okay, let's preview the Rutgers game coming up this Saturday. IU's coming into the game 3-1. Rutgers is 1-3. We've got a noon kickoff there in, I believe it's New Jersey. And let's take a look at Rutgers. So Rutgers opened the year with a 35-7 win over Texas State. Since then, they have lost 52-3 to Ohio State on the road, 55-14 to Kansas on the road, and then back at home, 42-13 to Buffalo. So three straight losses, pretty big losses as far as point margin. They're averaging just 275 yards per game on offense, 140 yards passing per game, 134 yards rushing. So pretty balanced as far as passing and rushing. Yards, only 6 yards a game difference there, but obviously not really eye-popping numbers on either side of the ball. They have two QBs that they use. Senior number 17, Giovanni Rescigno. I'm sorry, I'll probably butcher these names. He has a 50% completion percentage with 233 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. And then they have a freshman who they actually started out the year with, but I think he was playing so poorly, that's why the senior Giovanni Rescigno is playing. So the freshman, number 8, Arthur Sitkowski, he has a 49% completion percentage with 329 yards. He has one touchdown and 7 interceptions. So between the two quarterbacks, which appear at the moment to be playing about 50-50 snaps, they have one touchdown and 8 interceptions between the two of them. So definitely a lot to be desired coming from these two QBs. Neither one of them is really a running threat at all. They appear to both have negative yardage in the rushing department. So nothing we have to worry about here. As far as these guys with their feet, obviously they probably can run. They have legs, obviously. So, but definitely nothing too special here in the running game. At the running back position, they have three guys who get the bulk of their work. They have some other guys who have done it as well. But number 2, Raheem Blackshear, he appears to be their main guy. He's pretty small. He's only 5'9", 192, and he has 55 carries for 264 yards and 2 touchdowns. So definitely some decent production there from him. Then behind him, there appears to be number 23, Jonathan Hilliman. He's a little bigger back, 6', 220. He has 43 carries, 170 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then they have number 10, Isaiah Pacheco. 26 carries, 112 yards, 0 touchdowns. So they have a pretty nice little stable of running backs there that appear to each get a decent amount of work each game. So that'll be something to look for. I think if there's one, the passing game or the running game that has a better chance of hurting IU, I definitely think it's the running game here. Obviously, IU's pass defense is better, and these QBs do not look very, very scary at all. So, in the wide receiving core, Jerome Washington, it looks to be their leader. He has 9 catches for 147 yards. He is 6'4", 256 pounds. He is actually a tight end. He's their leading receiver, so they like to hit their tight end, I guess. He is a big dude, so he'll probably be a matchup nightmare, but a little bit of anyway in the passing game. Got to keep him covered. In their wide receivers themselves, it looks like a little bit of a smaller, younger group here. A couple of their leaders, number 21, Eddie Lewis. He's only a freshman. He has 10 catches for 90 yards. And then number 18, Bo Melton, a sophomore. He has 11 catches for 100 yards. So these guys are a little bit smaller. They're about 6' average by the looks of it and around 200 pounds. So definitely not the size and the strength that the Michigan State wide receivers had. I mean, it's going to be like completely different. when it comes to the size and strength of these Rutgers wide receivers. So no wide receiver has a receiving touchdown this year for Rutgers. The running back actually has the one passing touchdown that Rutgers has on the season. So yeah, I think if Rutgers, whatever they get going on Saturday, should be in the running game. I'm not expecting their passing game to be very effective at all. But you never know. So their defense is led by a couple of senior linebackers. Number 5, Trevor Morris. He has 35 tackles. He leads the team. He has 1 sack. And number 6, Deontay Roberts. He's got 24 tackles. They've got some experience there in the linebacker core and in the secondary a little bit as well. So I'm not sure that this is a Big Ten team. They obviously recruit some Big Ten players, but it's probably not quite the skill level, obviously, of a Michigan State. So they are giving up 434 yards total offense per game, just shy of 40 points per game. They gave up 405 yards rushing to Kansas. That was one number from the stats that really jumped out at me. So the defense has definitely struggled, especially in the running game. And so I'm expecting Stevie Scott to run all over these guys. I think he's going to have a big bounce back game from what happened on Saturday. So they have forced 5 turnovers on the year. That's just over 1 a game. But the team is giving up 9 turnovers per game. So they're -4 in the turnover margin. So that's definitely, with IU being positive in the turnover margin, something for IU to look forward to, hopefully capitalizing on. So the Rutgers offense, as we mentioned, is relatively balanced as far as they don't really put up more yards passing than rushing or vice versa. And so, yeah, let's take a look at what IU needs to do to win. So what we got 3 things here. We think first, do not sleep on this team. This Rutgers team has lost 3 games in a row by significant margins. This is still a Big Ten football team. It's at Rutgers. It's a road game for the Hoosiers. You cannot go into this game overlooking it, sleeping on it. I mean, you have to be ready to go like it's Michigan State or Ohio State or Michigan. Because wins are wins at the end of the day for making it to a bowl game. This is a Big Ten team. IU beat them big last year, but I think Rutgers really played them tough 1 or 2 or 3 years ago. I don't remember exactly which. You've got to come in to this game like it's a bowl game, and you've got to put it all down and win this game. It's a huge game for IU in their season, and it's a great opportunity for a win here, and they cannot overlook it. So that's the first thing what IU needs to do to win. I think that is utmost, the far and away most important thing. The second is just run your offense. At the end of the day, when it comes down to this game, Rutgers isn't a very good team. Definitely the worst team in the Big Ten. And if you don't overlook this team and you just run your offense, you don't continually shoot yourself in the foot, run the ball, pass the ball, do what you do, let the playmakers make the plays, you're going to be fine, I think. And then third, just limit the running game. I think that's definitely where they're the most talented, where they have the most potential for success. And I'm not exactly sure how good their offensive line is, but they have several running backs that have had more success anyway than their quarterbacks have. So just shut that running game down. So I think just don't sleep on the team. Run your offense. This is not the best team that IU will face. And probably, very good argument, it could actually be the worst team that IU has faced or will face. And so just don't sleep on them. Play your game. Don't make mistakes. And IU should come out of there with a win. I think Stevie Scott should have a huge game on Saturday. I would not be surprised to see him go over 200 yards rushing. Rutgers is giving up 220 yards rushing per game. So I look for Scott to go off on Rutgers get a little redemption from only 19 yards last week. So I think IU moves to 4-1 on the season, and I think that we'll be looking forward to where IU can pick up some more wins. And probably after IU's sixth game midway through the season, we'll go over again projecting what we think IU's record will end up being, what games they can win, and take a look forward to them hopefully going to a bowl game. So that's a quick look at Rutgers. I have not a lot to go over here. They obviously are having a rough season, and so hopefully IU can go in there and get a good win. So thanks for listening to the podcast. And once again, check us out on all the different podcast platforms that you listen to podcasts on. We're on Anchor Podcast, Stitcher Podcast, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Please like us, give us a favorite, and let us know what you think of the show. So thanks for listening.